Let's do a paragraph on, let's see, Robert Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S. Robert Clement, let's see what's going on with him. He's a 97-year-old gentleman with history of pulmonary fibrosis, bronchiectasis, metastatic lung cancer, who presented to the emergency room around 5/2/23 with history of low back pain. History of low back pain. Let's see, causing difficulty moving in the emergency room. He was noted to be hypoxic because he had been without his oxygen. Period. New paragraph. He's been on fentanyl 25 mcg patches every 3 days to control his pain. Patient's pain has increased. He showed evidence of weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Albumin low at 2.2. With the H&H of 11 and 34, period. X-ray showed lytic lesion T1 vertebral body consistent with metastatic disease. This case of 97-year-old gentleman with metastatic lung cancer with multiple other issues and problems now in pain was discussed with family. They have decided against any further treatment, and they have decided to keep patient comfortable. Patient was scheduled for radiation treatment at one time, but this has been discontinued since he's been placed on hospice because it's impossible for him to be moved per family members, period. New paragraph. We'll continue with 25 mcg of fentanyl patch, as well as hydrocodone, acetaminophen 7.5/325 on a PRN basis to control breakthrough pain, period. He currently has a KPS score of 30%, has demonstrated weight loss of 7 pounds in the past few weeks, if not days, period. He lives with a family member, who's considered his primary caregiver. As I mentioned, he's in pain, requires pain medication around the clock. He's now become bowel and bladder incontinent and bedbound. Because of his pain, he's restless to require anxiolytic to control his symptoms as well, period. His speech is garbled because of his advanced age, his pain, medication, and other comorbidities that was mentioned. His caregiver, Mr. Brett, B-R-E-T-T Clements, has, along with other family members and the help of the oncologist, have decided to place patient on hospice for a good reason, period. Patient is widowed and expected to do poorly and would not live longer than 6 months, given his advanced cancer and his profuse decline at this time. Period. Patient is hospice appropriate and will be kept comfortable on hospice with the help of aides and hospice nurses at home. Thank you.